Blog Talk Radio.
Years of suffering, getting close, almost being there. It's really great to have a team like the St. Louis Blues to win that first Stanley Cup. And then also last night, another first with the Toronto Raptors. First time in that franchise going to the NBA Finals. And their first shot in the NBA Finals. They went and took on the reigning champions, Golden State Warriors, and beat those guys in game six. Congrats to Kawhi Leonard, doing it in his way for those guys to be able to hold up the Larry O'Brien trophy for the NBA. First time a team winning an NBA title. It's kind of funny. Actually, the game was invented from someone who actually lived in Canada, and Dr. Nace. NFL. It's a very difficult league to get into because the NFL is that great and is that strong. But I would say the ultimate goal is to be able to play professionally. And when you have leagues that start in the XFL, a spring league, pretty much as a springboard to the NFL. However, there will be players that will journey to the CFL and still relish in the opportunity to take care of their family and playing the sport that they love to play. So we're not going to degrade the CFL. We know already that it's not better than the NFL. However, it's still a great league. It's second best. If you can't get to the NFL, the CFL is the perfect landing spot to make to have a great career, to establish yourself, set precedent for your family, to lay up wealth for your children's children. So the CFL is definitely a fantastic league. And to know that this year, just like last year, there are 24 players from the CFL, from the NFL regional platform that's currently in the CFL. And so with that being said, some several guys, one particular guy named Will Alter, who's came through the NFL regional combine in 2016, who I still believe in that year was the best quarterback that came through that process. And Mike Benevici, who were signed with the San Diego Chargers, spent about two seasons there primarily on a practice squad. We was happy to see that Mike was able to make it to the NFL, played in the AAF this season before that season had before that league got suspended. But Will was the better quarterback in that platform. And Will, coming from a Division III school from Western Connecticut, when you have a Division III school going up against some top-notch NFL-ready players or standing in front of scouts, it's one thing for Division II. But when you talk about a Division III, hardly no one want to give a Division III player no respect. I mean, right now there are six Division III players currently in the NFL, which shows how much of attention that Division III talents get, which is practically no eyes on them. So when you're battling from a Division III school and you try to get to the NFL, boy, that's a hard road. I mean, you think a Division II guy is going to be very hard to get into the league. But Division III, whoa. And you still make it to play professionally? Yep, God is definitely with you, hands down. And Will is definitely a testament to that. Spent many times with him. But one thing that was really, really impressive about Will with his situation was that when he came through the process in 2016, he had a couple of teams that was interested in him but really wasn't as serious. And so in 2017, now, I'm going to paint this picture for you. When we go to the workouts with the NFL Regional Combine, and, of course, you listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today, Will was assisting the NFL evaluators. So the evaluators are there evaluating the talent. You know, I'm pretty much staying in the middle of the field, surveying everything, reporting on everything, and putting my two cents on players who I believe will be solid NFL players. So I see Will, he shows up, and at all the workouts, they need volunteers to throw the ball. They need volunteer throwers. So most of those throwers pretty much were quarterbacks when they played collegiate football. Will wanted to be close to the game, and so he wanted to be a big help with the evaluators and throwing the ball, okay? Will comes in, throwing the ball, doing very well, and during the process of him throwing the balls. Now, when you're volunteering to throw the ball for the players there that's trying to get on an NFL club to get noticed, you're throwing the ball a lot that day. You know, you're throwing at least about close to 500 passes that day. So while he's there working out, all his passes, for the all his passes pretty much were on the money. So while he's working out players to get them noticed, he's being noticed by NFL scouts. Now, watch how God works. Now, the following year, came back to do it again. That same year, that's when the NFL had their pro player combine, which was in Arizona. After working out with the evaluators, the scouts wanted to see him participate in the pro player workout in 2017. And Will, they gave him an outfit, they gave him a jersey, gave him some shorts, and he went out there and did his thing. Got noticed for the Indianapolis Colts. And this was during the time when, you know, Andrew Luck was battling with his shoulder injury. Got invited with the Colts, scout there, high on him and everything. And we know the history, okay? He didn't sign with the Colts, you know, to be on that practice squad or in that training camp, but he did get invited. So it started from there. Then, while Will's still working out, believing his opportunity was going to change for him, from my understanding, that scout wound up going to the Canadian League, to the Red Blacks. He gets up there knowing that they have a little quarterback shuffle. He recognized, hey, Will, are you on the squad? Call him up. Nope, not on the squad. Hey, we're going to fly you out here to our team up here in the Canadian League with the Red Blacks and see what you can do out here. He goes up there last year, make that practice squad. This year, he made the active roster, had a solid preseason there where the Canadian League only played two games. Hint, hint, watch out NFL because they probably want y'all guys to do two preseason games too. But however, he played his two preseason games, did well, had his first touchdown, which was a one-yard touchdown when he dove over the top. Actually could have thrown a touchdown pass to play previous to that, but it was a real bad pass interference call deep in the right post of the end zone. So Will showed himself that he's ready. He's that number two backup. I definitely expect him to get more playing time. I mean, well, get playing time this year. Last year was obviously on a practice squad. He didn't. But this year, I believe that he will see some action on the field. Very athletic. He's about 6'5", 220 pounds, long. And when he throws the ball, if you go to locker-report.com, check out all the content that I have on there regarding the players from the NFL Regional Combine, all the guys that's in the NFL, some of the guys in the CFL. Check all that content out because I promise you this NFL news that you guys will not hear nowhere on the face of the earth. Original content, stuff that I would say will have meat on the bones. If you want to know about players before they actually take off, Locker-Report is a spot to go to. Now, with Will's story and everyone else in the players that I will mention on the show, go to the site, check it out, see who else from the platform, from the NFL Regional Combine that did not necessarily make it to the NFL, but in the CFL. But there were some of these guys on the list that did play in the NFL for a number of years. But the skill set is still there. They're still trying to work to get themselves back to the NFL. So the best way to get back to the NFL is to actually play for a professional team, and there's no other better professional league to play for to catch the NFL's attention than going to the CFL. Listen to the Locker Talk. You listen to Locker Talk on Best Bet Radio Network. We're going to take a quick pause and come right back and talk some more football.
Hey, this is L.A. Batzler reminding you, if you're looking for real discussion on sports, politics, religion, and other topics, you need to join us on Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern at WCOMFM.org, on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/LA-Batzler, and on Thursdays at the same web address. Follow us on Facebook at Pad Nation, on Twitter, Pad Nation, the number 2, at Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can email us with your requests, your comments, your concerns, anything you want at our email address at labatchelor40@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Pad Nation, Instagram, and of course, if you miss any part of our broadcast, make sure you go to thebachelorpadnetwork.com and listen and enjoy The Bachelor Pad.
All right, you heard the man. Welcome back to the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you listen to hearing right now Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you can hear also us on TuneIn. And like you said, like LA said, if you need to hear anything about anything and any type of news, whether it's politics, religion, social, entertainment, tune in, shows locked in to cover everything. You got Dr. Larry's show. You have the Donaldson Files. You have Sandy's Secrets. And then you have the L.A. Bachelor show that comes on Thursday. And trust me, there's nothing on the planet that he don't know about. I mean, if you did not check the news out, your local news, I don't care if you're living in Canada. I don't care if you're in California. I'm quite for sure L.A. is going to talk about it. So make sure you tune in his shows every Thursday night. And if you want sports, you know, here at Locker Talk, I'm going to hold that down with some original content in regards of the NFL. All right, now back to the topics we were talking about. Some of the players from the NFL Regional Combine that's in the CFL right now. And I talked about one guy who I'm really, really high on and really happy that he's finally getting his opportunity. Is Will Allard, quarterback for the Red Blacks, the Ottawa Red Blacks. Now, for the Montreal Alouettes, another young man who I really, really like, he's a running back, Will Stanback. Will Stanback actually attended Union College, another small school in California, a Division III school, I believe, came through the process in 2017, really put on the show when he was there. He was at the Washington Redskins. He was at Washington Hell workouts. Many shots of him. Came through the process. He worked out again last year in the pro player, kind of tweaked his hamstring. I remember talking to him on the sideline, you know, consulting him, encouraging him, thinking that his opportunity to get the NFL was done because that was the second time he was in front of the scouts. But it worked out. Lord had a plan for him. Signed with the Montreal team last year, got some adequate playing time towards the end of the season. This year, he's ready to rock and roll. He's 100%. He's ready to get at it. So, running back Will Stanback, a strong guy. Another guy named Chris Lyles, actually came from a school never heard of in Mississippi College. Came through the process with the regional combine a couple of years ago. Very quiet. He's almost like a Kawhi Leonard type of attitude. Don't say much. He's all about playing, all about football and his mother. You know, dedicated to mom. Did get looked at with some teams, but he wound up going to a CFL, and now he's now with the Montreal team. When last year he was with Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and he had a decent year there too. Battled with some injuries, but he's ready to rock and roll for this season. And then you go to Toronto Argonauts, where they have an offensive lineman who is pretty much a star lineman there, and Sean McInwin, who actually one of the best offensive linemen in the CFL, came through the process a couple of years ago with the RC, did well there, and now he's ready to kick butt. Well, he's doing that, kicking butt up there, protecting that O-line that he's guarding up there in that league. And then when you go to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, you got another guy named Marcus Sealy. Marcus Sealy played for the Buffalo Bills for a couple of years. He came through the process in 2017 in the New Orleans Hell RC. We're gonna go get back to that because I know I got an announcement on a break before the end of the show. But I remember his workout, solid, brilliant type player. Was not surprised to see him sign with the Buffalo Bills and do pretty well. Honestly, I don't really see him in the CFL that long. I think that he's going to be there probably like after this year. He was back on the NFL squad. He's really a good defensive back. Then we have another guy named one of their other best D linemen in that conference, Shane Goucher, who's a linebacker, played very well, since he's been in the CFL, been there for a couple of years. So definitely looking forward to him coming back from having an injured plague season last year. I think that he'll be looking forward to do well this year. Then we go to the Edmonton Eskimos. And there's another guy named Joshua Standby, who's a solid wide receiver, who I was really big on when he came through the process 2 years ago. Thought for sure that, yes, he's definitely an NFL player. Had a stint in the NFL. Now he's in the CFL. He's still making things happen. He's really an explosive player. He did win a Grey Cup in 2016 with the Red Blacks. So it's great to see that he's still being successful, that he's being recognized for his playmaking ability, and he's doing it north of the border. And then we have another guy named Logan Kilgar, who actually came through the process in 2014, spent some time with the Saints behind Drew Brees. After a couple of years with the Saints, he came to the Canadian League. He was out of football for 1 year last year, coming back this year as a backup quarterback, looking forward to seeing him do well. Then you have Brian Walker, who's going to be on that team practice squad. He's a cornerback. Now, with the BC Lions, which is the British Columbian Lions, DeJuan Carter, son of Hall of Fame wide receiver and great Chris Carter, his son, he's been in the CFL pretty much ever since he came through the process with the RC. He did spend some time with the Colts 1 year. I thought for sure that he was going to actually land a spot there with the Colts, but he wound up after spending the majority of that season on the practice squad. He went back to the CFL, where he's making a big name for himself. And last year, he had himself one of the most fantastic catches ever seen in a professional football game with a backhanded right-hand catch. It was really, really good. I mean, it was really nice. And he caught that against the Toronto Argonauts. If you want to pull that up, look at DeJuan Carter's one-hand catch from last year. It definitely was spectacular, almost Odell Beckham-like. But a little bit more. I mean, both of them were difficult, so I can't say which one was more difficult, but that was a difficult catch that he definitely pulled off. And then David Forsett, offensive lineman, who spent a couple of years with the Carolina Panthers, he's now showing his solidarity in that league, where the Canadian League pretty much wanted him before he even came to the NFL. He was even drafted very high in the CFL draft. But like most football players, heck, all football players, they want to try to get into the NFL, and he exercised his option to try to. He was there for a couple of years, wound up going to the CFL, where he's being successful right now as we speak. Now, to the Red Blacks, I already talked about Will, the quarterback, but a defensive end. Actually, Danny Mason was a linebacker, spent some time, bounced around the league, spent more time with the Denver Broncos, but now in the CFL, moved his position to the defensive end, and he exploded last year, racking up 27 tackles and 4 sacks. He's looking to wreak havoc again. He did get to the championship game in the Grey Cup. Fell a little short there to the Stampeders, but I'm quite for sure the Red Blacks, they putting something together very special up there, and I wouldn't be surprised to see those guys return. Now, Saskatchewan Rough Riders, we have one player there Norman Roosevelt. Now, Roosevelt spent several years with the Buffalo Bills, but for the past 5 years, he's been with the Rough Riders. He's pretty much a household name there, one of the better wide receivers, playmakers that's there. So it's great to see that he's continuing his success there. Offensive lineman, Teron Vaughn, who came through the process in 2016 in Houston. Offensive lineman, Stephen F. Austin University, showed out in a workout there, spent some time with the Raiders. But last year, he made his first trip to the CFL, and I'm quite sure he's going to be a staple there for a very long time. Now, when we get to the defending champions of the Grey Cup, Calgary Stampeders, they have Anti Litte, who came from Division II Power, Simon Fraser, fullback, don't carry the ball as much, but he is a workhorse who is going to put in a lot of work. And then you have wide receiver Reggie Burlington. And then you have defensive end Chris Casher on the practice squad. Now, with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, they have several. They have a quarterback named Dean Evans, who's been there in the CFL for a while. Julian Halzer, who spent a lot of years with the New York Jets, went to the Canadian League last year, moved his position there from linebacker and fullback when he was in the NFL to now defensive end, and he kicked butt up there last year with 3 sacks and 26 tackles. And then we have Demetrius Rainey, who was drafted, one of the very few guys drafted that came through the NFL Regional Combine, who was drafted in 2017. And then you have Marcus Tucker, who was a wide receiver on the Pittsburgh Steelers practice squad for the past 3 years. Now he's on the practice squad on the Canadian team. Hopefully he gets to see some action while he's up there. Now, you listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today. You can always shoot a message to me directly on Twitter at Locker_Report, on Facebook, LockerReport.com, on Instagram, LockerReport100, all small caps. And speaking of stars, we have another star out in the making, along with Marcus Sealy, who was in the 2017 workouts in New Orleans. There was another defensive back that was kicking butt on that workout, and his name was Kenny Moore II. Kenny Moore II, well, he wasn't the second then, but he's second now. He had a baby. When he came out, the New England Patriots signed him just like that right at the draft, but didn't make it with the Patriots. He signed on with the Colts. He's been with the Colts since 2016, and each year this kid has dominated. He's one of the big reasons why the Colts secondary is really good, and this is why the Colts is going to be around for a while. I'm telling you, keep your eye on this team. The Colts is going to make some noise real soon. And to know that Kenny Moore is going to be a part of this success, coming from a Division II school, Valdea State, Division II school. He was one of their biggest players coming from that school, Valdea State. Looked that up. Several players from that Division II school has caught the attention of NFL scouts, and I believe with Moore signing, who signed an extension for 4 years that can max him out to $36 million. Now, I echoed early in the show that the Regional Combine platform are for guys like him. The platform is for guys like Adam Thielen, who came through it, making mega bucks. Alarendo Winlaveva, offensive tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's making millions now. Both the kicking duo with the Los Angeles Rams, Johnny Hecker making big money, Greg Zuerlein making big money. And the whole goal to get through the Regional Combine is to get an opportunity. That's what it's all about, getting an opportunity to show and to prove to NFL scouts to say, hey, don't forget about me because I went to this small school and that you never heard of me. You need to see what I can do because I can be a benefit of your team. That's what Kenny Moore did, and that's what he is doing now. Signed his 4-year extension yesterday for the Indianapolis Colts. They're really excited. I'm about to write my piece on him and put this puppy out today. So, Kenny Moore, I know that you'll listen to the show later because you're still one of my followers. Congratulations, my brother. I'm proud of you. Continue to be a great asset and a great example. Now, speaking of a great example, I'll tell you more next week on Locker Talk. Make sure you guys tune in. If you have any questions, anything you want to know about as I break down what happened during the minicamps involving with the Regional Combine players, I will inform you. You can always shoot me a message directly on Twitter at Locker_Report, on Facebook, LockerReport.com, Instagram, LockerReport100, or just shoot me an email at BarryBarnes@Locker-Report.com. Everyone stay safe. Everyone be blessed. And most importantly, happy Father's Day to all the fathers that's out there listening on the sound of my voice. I'm a father. I'm looking forward to seeing what the family is going to do for me. Hopefully give me movie tickets because I did not see Godzilla yet, but I will see Shaft tonight. Everyone stay blessed. All y'all fathers, enjoy y'all day. Enjoy this weekend. Everyone have a great weekend. Talk to y'all guys soon. Goodbye.